And, like you're not sure what you can do with it yet, it's not called a bittul. But now Mishnah is mashma known that by offer and sroiris, just putting it down stam is called a bittul. Omer Rav Huna, man ton oil is Rav Yosi, enich nami. The Mishnah oil is goes according to Rav Yosi, and he taka argues in our Mishnah. Yeah. So the more e Rav Yosi, if it's Rav Yosi, itcha shemina leg. Rav Yosi beholds just the opposite. The Tanya, Rav Yosi Yomer.
Yeah. Tevin, v'yenosid lefnoisei. If you have straw there, and you do not have das to take it away, is harehu kisosum, then it has a locha, harehu kistam offer, ubotel. That has the same locha like you put down stam offer, you put down dirt, timamalarit, stam without das, yes or no, and it's botel. Mashenkein offer, let's say you put down dirt, the ostid lifnoisai, and you have das to take it away, is harehu kistam tevin, then that blide has the same halacha. Like you put down a straw stamp without in mind either yes or no, v'lay bottle, and it's not bottle. So I call upon him to see according to Rabbi Yosi that like our Mishnah, that stamp offer if you put down stamp dirt to make something sosum, it's called a good steamer. It's filled up, it's gonna stay there. Mashenkein straw, that's when you have to have das not to take it away. So the kitzur were coming out like first that it says in Mishnah Oilis, it's not Rabbi Yosi, don't care. Rav Yosi sheet alone holds good like our Mishnah. So the Mara Enechnami, Elohamu Rabasi, Man Tan Ervin, Rav Yosi, Pumfaket. The Tan of our Mishnah in Ervin goes according to Rav Yosi. It is Rav Yosi that holds the what? That by all form, even stam, when you put down dirt in a charitz here to clog up the charitz, clog up the ditch, even stam dirt is also good. And that the Mishnah earlier says that stam offer is no good. That attack is not according to Rav Yosi. And the Chlami Pufa cared to what we wanted to say before. Rav Huna Bereit Rav Yeshua Omar. Rav Huna Bereit Rav Yeshua wants to give another teretz. He says, Tumo HaShabbos Keromis? Like what Bechal was the Spiro from our Mishnah and the Gehet Hiluch HaShabbos, if you have a charitz, if you have a ditch in between two chaserim, and you're filling it up with stam offer, stam dirt, that our Mishnah says that is called the Sima, that's called you filled it up, and he has the Spiro to a Mishnah in Tyrus, that there it says, if you fill up the house with offerm, it's not called a stima. It's only a stima if you have a ferish of das to mevatlet it, leave it there, if you put sereris. But if you didn't have das to leave it there, it's not called a stima. That was the stima. So the Gemara, he answers, Hanach is to Shabbos, it's a Shabbos is different. The afilo arnaki, nami mevatelinish. Even if a person would put his arnaki, his wallet, into the ditch, it would also be called a good bittul for Hilcha Shabbos. Even though for sure, right after Shabbos, the person is going to go and take away his wallet. Like nobody wants to throw his wallet in the dish that has money in it and leave it there. But the pshat is that since on Shabbos itself, the wallet is muksa, so if it's in the ditch on Shabbos, for Shabbos, it's a svar, it's bottled there. You're not going to take it away the Shabbos. That's called a good bittul. Zmeluhua didn't offer. That's why our Mishnah says, if you put stam dirt, dirt is muksa. Therefore, minastam, if it's there, it's called a good meat, because on Shabbos it's muksa, you're not going to touch it. Mashenkin, Filchus Tumah, they were not talking about Shabbos. They were talking about even in the middle of the weekday. So if you have a mace in the house, and you want to fill up the whole house with dirt, that is no cold, it's not called an oil there, there's no avar, there's no space between the mace and the roof. It's a complete continuation with the dirt, so you want to say it's called a good bittul, that there's no oil there, that's only if the offer, you have das to mevatlet there, to leave it there. If we don't have das to mevatlet there, that will not be called a good bittul. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says another teretz. Vayis a charitz karamis? Bechlau, what's the theory from our Mishnah that's talking about a charitz, talking about a ditch, so the halacha of Hilchos Teretz is talking about a bayis, talking about a house. Bishleim a charitz, bishleim a by a hole, our Mishnah we're talking about a charitz, a ditch, in between the two chaserim, limitaimu koi. It's only to fill up the ditch. You have a ditch there, avandi, you're going to fill it up soon. So mele, when you fill it up with stam dirt, that's also called a good filling. Our bayis, but a house is a house only to be filled up. It's like here, it's a house you want to live. So Mela, when you have the mace in the house, even though you put the offer there, stam, minastam is not called a bittul. Because it's like here, stam house is only to live in, you're zichin to take the dirt out. So it's only mvatul, it's only bottle there, it only makes a good steamer, a good closing, if you have a ferish of das to leave it there. Therefore, there's no steamer from our Mishnah of a charitz to the aloch of a bayis. The more vaita. If you have this ditch in between the two chaserim, so it's called like a hefsik, You have to make two separate Eruv Chatzeres, but lo yitzu, you have like a bridge, a piece of wood going over, you can walk over the piece of wood, which is Rochav Dalad, that makes it like one. That's called like Yabba Tesach there. Mar Amar Rav Lashonuel Shonoson Rochboy. Because when does this piece of wood have to be wide form, if four tfachim wide, if it's going straight across the ditch. Elo Avol Yorkoy. Let's say you want to piece of wood all along the length of the ditch. Then Afilu Kolshu Nami. Even if this piece of wood is mamish wide a Kolshu, it's also Mamayatia. Shirei Mi, it's Tumi Dalad. Because now from one side of the ditch to the other side of the ditch is less than Dalad Tfachim. If there's less than Dalad Tfachim, that's automatically called a Pesach. It's not called like a Hefsek, a Mechitza there, because it's walkable over it. So if you want to put the piece of wood lengthwards, all the way long, along the Charitz, even a mashu of wood, since right now the charitz is only wide, dal tfachim, by putting this little wood there, you'd be mamayit from the roichim, that's good. Here, then the Mishnah says, v'chein shtei gezu storius, zu k'nei gezu. You have two balconies sticking out, one next to another, and you put a piece of wood connecting one to the other, there's a Pesach. Omar Rav ho diyamer, that's what we say. The Mishnah's mashma, zu k'nei gezu in. Only if they're one opposite the other. Of the zu shloi k'nei gezu loy. If they're not opposites, no good. Hu adin v'zu l'malo mezu nami loy. If one is higher than the other one, it's no good of one balcony. They have to be separated three tefachim away or three tefachim higher. If they're not three tefachim away, one balcony from the other balcony, then it's called a good echibur. It's called gezustra akumi. It's called like a crooked gezustra. But you could be mechavah the two to make it like a pesach and put in a piece of wood like a bridge across from one balcony to the other balcony. That would be called a good pesach. Yes, Rashi learns Zush like Neged Zu means one is burlit more, one sticks out more to the Rishus Rabbin, or else one is higher than the other one. So it's only if it's more than three tefachim distance, but less, it's okay. All right, we'll stop here. Told the Mishnah Yedafayim test. Mitevin Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. If you have two chutzes, and in between them you have a pile of tefen of straw, kuvoy asar tefachim, the pile is 10 tefachim high, is dalocho marvin shnayim ve marvin echad. That's also called a good mechitza, and therefore they have a mechitza in between the two chutzes, so they can't make an erev together. So you have to bedavka make two separate erevs. And hu adin elu machilu mikan, v'yelu machilu mikan. Each chutz is allowed to go to the pile of tefuah, the pile of straw, and give it to the animal's teat. What about this? We'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush is, that we're not afraid Merbu will be Nismayat on Shabbos, and they'll come to forget about it for next Shabbos, or even this Shabbos will become also to carry out them. But Kol Zaman, it's a Mechitza Yutfochim, and they made two separate Erevs, it's Mut to carry out, and they're allowed to feed, to take, give the animal's teat from it. What about Nismayat HaTevin, the Asar Tfochim? Let's say since they gave the tefuah teat to the animals, they took away so much, and now the wall became lower than 10 tefachim, so it's not called a mechitzer anymore. Then the halacha is marvin echod, ve'ein marvin shnayim. They would have to make one eruv chatzeres together, these two chatzes, because now it's called one, and they can't make two separate ones. Because now there's no mechitzer in between, it's like one big chatzer. Zot Gemara. Omer Rapuna, obavad shalo yitin l'tech kuposoi v'yachel. That we say in the Mishnah, you're allowed to take the tfuah, allowed to take some wheat, and the straw here, and give it to the animals, that's the pshat is, you're allowed to let the animal go and eat it. But you're not allowed to take it in your kupos, you're not allowed to go with your pail, and put the tfuah into your pail to give it to the animals. You can't put it into your pail. The yachel, here. So the Gemara, buluk mishari. Good, so you say you're not allowed to take it yourself. And the reason is, Rashi says, because if you take it yourself, then we're afraid that you'll take a lot, and then we're afraid that the wall will come down very fast, and you won't have a wall of 10 in between, and it'll become to be an Isser. The Rashi says, Shalayitein, v'yodayim l'tech kuposei, dil meshakel tuva, because if you're going to take mamish with your hands and put it into your pail, you'll take a lot of tefuah. U'mamayit lem yasara. And then you'll make the wall less than 10 tefachim. And then one chotzer will come tasser on the other chotzer. So even though really for this Shabbos the klal is akivon shutru hutru, on this Shabbos the churut should be mutter. But it's exactly even for next Shabbos. Maybe next Shabbos they won't realize it and there'll still be samach on the first Erev, and that's no good. Here. So you can't put a lot of tfuah into your pail. But what then? You're allowed to put your animal there. Fred Zakimara, Ulyuk Mishari, but to put your animal right on top of the tfuah, teeth. It's mutter. I've omarafuni omarabichanina. My nidodim es bemto yagabi asovim bishabis. If you have asovim, means grass like that's growing. If it's attached to the ground, then you're allowed to let your behemoth stand on top of it and eat it. But you're not allowed to, I don't know if it's a claw, you're not allowed to really pick up your animal, but you're not allowed to place your animal on top of muksum if the tfuah was already cut off. But it's muksum. So it's an issum of the rabbanon to touch it. You're not allowed to let your behemoth stand on top of the muksum and eat it. Bishabbos. And the reason is, that if your behemoth is standing on top of the muksa and eating it, we're afraid you'll pick it up and give it to the animal to eat. As when the animal is standing on asovim, that's an issa d'oraisa, there the grass is still attached, still growing. So there, if you're going to pick it up, you're going to be over the issa t'lisha, now we're not afraid that the person will make a mistake and pick up some asovim and give it to his animal to eat. Because an issa d'oraisa, be careful about. Mashenka, if it's only muksa, there is a peiris will cut off already before Shabbos, just a muksa. So you're not allowed to let your animal stand on top of them and eat it, because we're afraid if the person is standing there and watch it, maybe he himself will go and pick up the muksa. So Kasha here is also. So one Pshan Rashi is that since this Tevin was a wall in between the two Chatzerim, the Tevin was also muksa. So Bezoi, how are you allowed to let your animal go and stand on top of the Tevin? Teed it, L'chur Yibahim is eating muksa, and it's also to put Yibahim on top of the muksa, because the Gzerim, maybe you'll pick up the muksa to give it to them. The Rashi says, if the grass is still growing, then it's mutter. We're not afraid, maybe you come to pick up the grass. Because everybody knows, you're careful about. But if the peiros were cut off already, it's just that smuksa, that's kill to people. The chashinim were afraid, dilma shakub yadayim v'sofilo. Maybe the balabos will pick up the muksa, the kaperis, with his hands and give it to the animal. And that's awesome in the rabbonin. Therefore, as the gzeri, not allowed to put your animal on top of the muksa. Now the kashri is, ochinami, kiva, the yisur, the rabbonin, the ikon nechish. Since there's nesim in the rabbonin here, let's be afraid. So it's a shalom what the rabbonin is. One pshat is, it's al smuksa. And the other pshat is not al smuksa, but you have a mechitza now in between these two chotzers. So each one made a separate eruv. So kol zaman the mechitza is there, then it's mutter. But let's say your behemah eats up the mechitza, now it become also to carry into one or the other. So it's also as a shalom from issa, you carry from one chotzer to another chotzer without a removing chatzeris. So rabbonin should have been machmir not to let your animal stand on top of the muksa itself, and for the or on top of the tevin itself. And this the Gemara answers, and a chanami. Yitaka not allowed to let your animal stand mamash on top of it, like pick him up and put him on top of the muksa. Now we're talking about Yikoyim lo biapu, the ozlo biyochlo. Now you're not mamash putting the animal on top of the muksa itself, you're just guiding him. Yikoyim lo biapu means you stand in front of him and you just guide him, like you're guiding him to go towards the tevin teeth. So that's mutter. That's talking about your mamish putting the animal on top of the muks itself. You're just walking in front of it to guide the animal where to go. It shouldn't go to a different place. And the animal now really is going by himself. In the case where the animal goes by himself to eat the peris, just you're just guiding him where to go, then the rabbonim didn't make any gzeris. It's only gzeira if you mamish pick the animal up and put him on top of the muksa. Even though an animal is muksa on Shabbos, I'm not exactly sure you can pick him up. Maybe it just means you're tofes lo, you don't really move him, you stam tofes lo. But if we're a case where he's mamish on top of the peris, that's where there's gzeira, you can't let him, you can't be standing there when he's eating on top of the peris, maybe you come to feed him. But if you just guide him, show him how to get there, that's mutter. So our Mishnah is talking about you just guiding the animals how to get to this a wall of tevin, and the animals are allowed to eat it themselves. But you're not allowed to put tevin into your barrel, into your buckets to give to the animal. Because the more of our Tanya, we learned like this. If you have a house dividing two chatzeris, nobody living there. Now the house itself, if there wouldn't be any mechitz inside the house, since both chatzers just walk straight through it, they can make one eruv together. But now in the middle of the house, it was filled up with tevin, it was filled up with shrua.
is Alocha Marvin Shnayim Vein Marvin Echad. The straw is like a mechitza, and they can only make now a separate Erev. Each one has to make their own separate Erev, but they can't make one Erev because they can't walk straight through from one chutzah to another chutzah. Because in this house, there's a mechitza there of Tevin. Now, here it says, Zen nois notech kuposa v'yachol, v'zen nois notech kuposa v'yachol. Here, though, both chutzahs, the people of both chatzerim, are allowed to come and take the tfuah, take the straw, and put it into the basket. So Chorus HaShveh, our Mishnah says, we're learning now, Rav Huna said, you're not allowed to put it into your basket. And the other Brisa says, Klo, you are allowed to put it into your basket. So the Brisa just says, Nismaya tatevim yutfochim, let's say when you keep on using this wheat, you're using the straw, now the mechitza in the house becomes less than 10 tfochim, the lochrish neyem asurim. Both of them takarosa now. Since both chutzes have a right to walk straight through, there's no more mechitza in between, they're both also. Ketzer voice, what's the eitzah? What do you have to do now in this Shabbos? Noyel es beisoy, you have to lock up the door of your house, or mevatel es reshusin. Then one chutzah can be mevatel their reshus to the next chutzah. That's the eitzah. And then, who osir? The person that's mevatel is reshus, he's also to carry out from his house into the chutzah, the chaveru mutter. But the other person that called upon him is mutter. So called upon him, here you see what, that on Shabbos itself, if the mechitza gets broken down, here we say it's osir, that he can't carry out from your house. And hereby says we don't say the svarim that since the beginning of Shabbos it was hutter, it remains hutter the whole Shabbos. We'll soon see why not. The whole point of when the mechitza comes down less than 10 tefachim, now it's also to carry out from your house, unless one person is mevatel his reshus to the other person. So the more v'cheina to'aymeh begoyiv shel tevin, the same thing you have if you have a ditch of tevin full of straw, shebein beis chumei Shabbos. The locha that exactly out of your tchum, out of your payamama, that's where this ditch of tfu ends. So now it's a very long ditch, and it's mamash in the middle, that on the right side of the ditch belongs to the tchum of this city. That's the end of their payamama. And the middle of the ditch to the other side left is the payamama for the other city. So each city is allowed to come and take tfu from this ditch, and we don't make xera, maybe they'll go to the other side of the ditch and take chus the tchum. No. Since they're mutter to go to half of the ditch, they're allowed to take the tfu on their side. And within the people on the other chutzer, they can take their tfu, even though by them, this is the end of the tchum. And we don't make it there, maybe you go to the other side and go chus the tchum. So the more I call upon them, ketonim yis, in this price it said, zeh nois noterech kupos v'yachol, that if you have this house, and there's a mechitz inside the house full of tevin, each one is allowed to take their basket and fill it up with tevin. And now so it's not like Rav Huna. And the Gemara Teretz Amri, Bayis is no sushtel, a house is different. Kivon diyiko mechitz of a tikro. Since a house has a roof to it, is ki mifches min kirolei milsa. You have a house, and the chur you have mechitzes going up in the house. Everybody could tell when the mechitza comes down, there's not going to be a mechitza anymore. Since you have a roof, you could tell. At the beginning, it was kamat, the mechitza almost up to the roof. Now, when you keep on eating up the tfuah, and the mechitza comes down, you can tell how far away it is from the roof. So it's nicker that the mechitza is going down, so we don't make any gzera that maybe on Shabbos it become less than 10 tfuachim and you still carry out. Because if it does become less than 10 tfuachim, since you have a roof, you can tell. Mashenkin Hocha, here in our Mishnah Stam, we're talking about outside, in the middle of a chutzer, there's a mechitza straight out of straw. Is Leminkur Leinulsa? Here we can't tell so much the difference between 10 tfuachim and less than 10 tfuachim. So even though at the beginning it was taller than 10 tfuachim, but if you're going to start taking the tfuah into your buckets, we're afraid that you'll take so much on Shabbos, and it'll become less than 10 tfuachim, and you won't realize it, because there's no roof to judge by how far down it went. So therefore, when here we're making zero, you're not allowed to take the tevin with and put it into your bucket for your dayim, because that's called taking a lot. Now the eitzah is just take a little bit. I mean, just let the animals eat themselves. For that, we don't make an exam, so that we're not afraid of. So the Gemara, in this price it said, in the case of the mechitza became less than 10 tfachim on Shabbos, so both of them are rosa. So the Gemara, but if it's up to 10 tfachim, then it's still mutter. So what are we talking about here? You have a house in between two chatzerim. And you have a mechitza now inside the house, a shvachra mechitza, made up of tevin coming up. So he's saying, when it comes down, if it's still exactly 10 tfachim, it's kosher. Still called the good mechitza, and each chotzer makes their own erev chatzeris. If it comes less than 10 tfachim, then we look like we have no mechitza, then one asks on the other one. So the Gemara, of the v'yaf agav, the midle tikra tuva, even though this mechitza now terrace came down less lower than the wall than the roof. Is a chura shema mina mechitza shein magias latikra shemon mechitza. We had a machlokes about this before in the Ayin Beis. Machlokes Beisil and Beis Shammai. We have five people living in one traklin. You have one palace there, one big room. We have five chaburas living there, and each chabur made a little mechitza going up. So there we said that if the mechitzas don't reach the roof, so everybody's masking, it's not called a good mechitza inside the house, and kula bais is called kachad. The machlokes was when the mechitzas went up to the roof. On that, Beis Shammai said it's called a good mechitza, and still Beis Hillel said no, since they're shvachra mechitzas, it doesn't divide it up. But Rakol Purim here was saying it's a shvachra mechitza, it's not a good mechitza. In the middle of a house, you have a mechitza of Paris. That's a very bad mechitza. It's not worse than we had before, stomp curtains in the middle of the house. And there we said if the curtains don't reach the ceiling, it's not called a good mechitza. And here it's mashman, it's a good mechitza. And the Gemara name, Amr Abayam, Hocha Bebayish Loisha Osar. I tell you, no, it's talking about the house is only tall 13 tfochim, chosimashu, less a little bit, askinim. The teven asoro. And the teven, this mechitza made up of the straw, is 10 tfochim high. So if it's 10 tfochim high, that's within then 3 tfochim of the roof, that we say lovud, so it's considered like a touch the roof. But enachnami, we're only talking about a case where this mechitza does touch the roof. But if the mechitza would not reach the roof, avada would not be called a good mechitza. So talking about the whole ceiling is only 13 less than mashu tall. So if the tevin is 10 tfachim high, you say love, it's like attached to the roof. V'rafun nebret of Yeshua amar afilu teimel beis asoro. Afilu teimel, no, it's a very low house. No tikra is only 10 tfachim high, that's all. So and what are we talking about? The tevin, I'll tell you, shivu mashu. And this mechitza only has to